Oh my God.
We have to figure out how to do that with no music.
Anna just posted a video here in the studio of us all dancing and getting crazy to the old Notorious B.I.G. Puff Daddy song, Mo Money, Mo Problems. And it is, I'm telling you, the whitest video you will ever see. White people dancing.
Sad.
Google it. That's going to be like you Google white people dancing, that video is going to be the first thing that pops up on your screen, because it is bad. It is crazy. We are so white. It's not even funny.
We had a guest dancer.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. We had fun. We had guest dancers.
From
the country station doing a little hip hop dance with us. But yeah, we're in holiday mode in case you haven't noticed.
Yeah.
I have been in holiday mode for the past about like a week.
You have. Wow. And my sister's a teacher and she's like, you can't teach anything.
Yeah.
This week. My
focus is already like, I have ADD bad. And this time of year, this week, it's just like, squirrel.
So yesterday he couldn't get in the studio and he's walking around with his bag, swinging it, singing, turning circles. It's like he couldn't sit down.
It's just that time of the year where you have a lot of stuff to do and you're thinking about different things. It's just like, let's just get to the holiday. The month of December, I think, should just be a wash. Everybody should just have no work on the month of December.
I agree.
I don't know about that.
No work. We still get paid.
But he did do his shopping, which he usually waits till Christmas Eve. So I'm kind of a little bit proud of you for that.
I did. I got a lot of stuff done today. I came into work early for a meeting, and I got stuff for my son bought, and I got my wife a couple little things, but I got my son his first Seahawks jersey, which he really wanted. I asked him, I said, well, which one do you want? He says, I want Russell Wilson. He's infatuated with Russell Wilson until he saw my 12 jersey that I have. And then he wanted to wear dad's 12 jersey. So I said, well, excuse me. I said, if Santa's going to bring you a jersey, which one do you want, Russell Wilson or a 12? He keeps changing, So I got him a 12 jersey like me, so that way we can match. That's his first one.
You know what you can do?
What?
Get him a 3, a Wilson, but the out-of-town kind.
So oh, you do the out-of-town, yeah.
Or the highlighter green one, the action color
The action
green.
Yeah. See, I asked him, I said, which color do you want? Do you want the white, the blue, the green, the blue? He said he wanted the blue, so.
Okay.
So that's the one. He wanted to wear the jersey that they wear when we go watch them play, and that's the blue one. So
that's nice.
I got him that. I got him a Talking Buzz Lightyear.
Ooh.
And it also came with Zurg, the Buzz Lightyear's mortal enemy.
Oh.
And they both talk and they both have laser sounds, and he's going to be so excited.
He's not going to listen to this until like after Christmas, right?
Oh, yeah. He's not going to listen to it.
Because Aunt Lori and Aunt Anna got him something as well that he could play with, you know, his Buzz Lightyear and all that. He got a stormtrooper from us.
Oh, he loves
that. Or he's getting one.
Wow.
We didn't wrap it yet.
Yeah. We should have done that yesterday.
You guys didn't
I couldn't even wrap my own gifts, girl.
You guys didn't have to buy anything
like
that.
Yeah, we didn't get you nothing, but we got
him
something.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get you anything. We just like Max.
That's okay.
Just kidding, man.
When my kids were little, it was the first Toy Story, and all my son Davis wanted was Woody. And somebody gave him 2. They gave him a big one and then a little one, like a McDonald's. And he kept telling everyone, I have a big Woody and a little Woody.
Oh,
what are you going to do?
You can't do anything.
Well, this is Listen and Learn or Not. My name is AJ. I do the afternoon show here in Seattle on Warm 106.9, Seattle's Christmas station. This is Life Coach Lori. Welcome.
Thank you.
Life Coach Lori has a book called...
Did not see that coming.
And a podcast called
Enough.
And there's Anna D. Who
I'm sorry, I'm still staring at her. She's blushing from that last story.
A lot of times, affectionately call her Airhead Anna.
Hey,
only because we love her.
But she is anything but an airhead because she does everything here at the radio station. You have 18 job titles, and you nail them all.
And she knows every song and every movie.
Every song and every movie quote. It's Anna D. Right there.
I think if we did a Name That Tune and we played the first 2 bars of any song, I bet she could. I bet.
Sweet.
Ooh, I'd like to challenge you in that, like 80s edition.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I bet.
If we could.
She would knock it out of the park.
So is it Jamie Foxx that has that new game show? It's like Name That Tune, but
I've heard of it.
Yeah,
I think it is Jamie Foxx, yes.
Yes, it's pretty funny to watch, but like I'm kind of like thinking, well, you know, I feel like everybody knows every music out
well,
there.
Well, you feel like that, but that's not true. And it's even like, because AJ and I do this format.
Yeah.
Now, the first note of any song, we know what the we know what it is.
Yeah.
And we think everybody else must know it.
Yeah.
So that's the thing about when.
But everyone else we know is not as smart as us.
That's right. Or they don't listen to as much music as we.
As Lori, as Lori always likes to say, we are the smartest people in the room.
Yeah, so. Right.
That's Lori's life tip of the day. We are smarter than you, and don't even try to think differently. So I'm in here just eating my oatmeal. I haven't had time to eat today because I woke up. I had a banana for breakfast. I came to my meeting, and then I went shopping.
Yeah, wow.
I feel like I haven't been able to eat lunch for like 2 weeks.
I know. You said that yesterday.
I'm serious.
Why?
It just
She's
because
so
we're so
slammed. So busy, yeah.
Everybody's trying to get everything done before the holidays, and we have a few days off, and then New Year's. And
I know.
We're trying to work forward because everybody's on vacation. Some of our clients are on vacation, so we're trying.
That's why I say everybody just shut it down in December. Mm-hmm. It should just be a paid month everyone. A paid month.
Here's the problem, AJ,
The kids still have to go to school. Then we can have like a nice vacation.
I love that,
let the kids go to school. We don't have to go to work. We get paid.
Besides, so other than the kids going to school,
everybody comes back in January refreshed.
But if Anna wasn't here, you wouldn't get paid.
And you know what? If we don't get stuff done now, my gosh, we're going to be extra slow. I'll not have lunch until like February.
Like I say, just shut down the whole country for the whole month of December. Just shut it down, except
they won't
let me. All the businesses like this. Just we'll just put the radio stations on autopilot for a month, and then
You know what? That is why I like snow days.
Yeah,
now, I have a lot of friends in the Midwest now going through the snow days. They might hate it at this point because now it's been a few days, but it is. It is nice. I remember when February came around and we were like stuck for like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. A lot of schools out for 2 weeks or whatever. And it was so nice that first few days because it was like, we can't do anything. We have to stay at home. We can't even go get food, but we're all set.
Yeah, but you got the kids. I think we need to have like a parent, like a week. You know how kids have spring break from school?
Mm-hmm.
I think parents need to have like a spring break from the kids. Let us have a week off, but they have to go to school. And then, you know what I mean?
How do we make this happen?
I don't
AJ?
Know. We got to figure this out somehow.
I think he's starting a revolution here.
We got to get to the babysitting app.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that you know who's around and just say, hey, go downstairs with the kids and make everyone leave us alone.
Like, you know how you earn your vacation days at work?
Yeah.
You can earn vacation days, and you could also earn parent vacation days where it's still like a paid vacation, except it doesn't count towards your actual vacation days. It's just parent vacation days. You know what I mean? And if you don't have kids, then you don't get those extra days.
That sucks.
Okay,
no, you don't like
plan.
That idea?
We need a plan.
We need a plan.
You need to propose this
somehow.
We'll
take any ideas. Tell us. Give us ideas how to make this
happen. I'm sure there's someone in the world that's thought the very same as you have.
I think it's a brilliant idea. And I also think I'm going to run for president in 2020.
Well, we might need one.
No.
You may as well. Did you take care of your eyebrows?
No, but thanks for pointing that out, Lori, and bringing it up here for all
the
tens
eyebrows?
Of people that listen. She's like, man, she's like, your eyebrows are gnarly.
Who said that?
Lori.
Lori.
She told me in front of like an elevator filled with people. She's like, oh, your eyebrows are gnarly. They look awful. I was just like, thanks, Lori.
All day, I can't think any hair.
You look terrible today.
I kept thinking he had hairs coming out of his thing. I thought you've got Nicole.
You look like Mr. Bean.
And here's the thing, and I understand that because usually when I get my hair cut, I always got my, my eyebrows trimmed and things like that, but I shave my head, so I don't do that anymore. I just shave my head, and I've kind of forgotten to trim my eyebrows, and they are getting a little crazy. And they do get a little nuts. But, she pointed that out. We were leaving, and there was an elevator filled with people. And she's just like, gee, AJ, your eyebrows look gnarly. You look terrible.
Well, I finally made the connection. They were his eyebrows, not hairs coming out of his beanie.
I was like,
because they were so long. I mean, they were like a foot long.
Life coach Lori's life tip of the day. Embarrass and humiliate your friends in front of an elevator filled with people.
Elevator.
It actually wasn't that bad, but she did point it out. And
how did everybody else react in the elevator, all the strangers?
They're just kind of, everyone just, You know how people are in elevators. They're just looking at their phones or in their headphones. I don't even think anyone heard it or paid attention.
They're probably going, that poor sucker. He must be really embarrassed.
Because if I was in there as a stranger, I'd be like, well, I have some Veet sheets, you know, that you could like just pull in and tear.
And wax. Should I just shave my eyebrows?
No.
What weird about eyebrows?
Honestly, that's what I was worried last night. I thought, oh my God, he's just going to shave them.
No.
He's just going to shave them off.
Lori, I don't care what you think. Come on. I'm not...
He didn't kill.
We have those monster scissors in here. You can reach from where you are.
Oh, blame me. Blame me.
But I do need a good eyebrow trim. Yeah, and thank you for pointing that out again, Lori. I appreciate
that.
Be of
service.
I'm going to point something out to you guys.
Uh-oh.
Down the street in Factoria Mall.
Uh-huh.
There is an eyebrow grooming place. It is all for eyebrows.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
I really need.
A kit. You need an eyebrow kit.
I wonder if...
Did it look like Uncle Leo from Seinfeld?
He doesn't have a unibrow, so that's good.
No, I don't have a unibrow. But I just get, they get a little crazy. You got to trim them up once in a while. And
we could get you Christmas decorations for them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the beard.
Yeah, like the beard, like for Seth. That's what that was for Seth.
That won't look weird at all.
I got a text from my wife, not to change subjects here real quick, but the choice that I'm given right now for a gift for the boy is either laser tag... or a telescope.
Telescope is what I think.
He loves laser tag so much, but I think a telescope would be really cool.
Man, it's educational.
It is educational.
And Anna loves stars. She has
really do.
Telescope.
She's star crazy.
Oh, and then go to the star app. Get a star app.
Buy him a star.
You know what I got him?
You can buy him a star.
That's actually a good idea. I got him a little planetarium, too.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of scientific things, I got him a planetarium.
Yeah.
You know, things that light up and you put them
on
your ceiling. Yeah, all the planets are on there. The galaxies. There's different star constellations.
Is that one of those real expensive ones, the quality ones with the
It wasn't that.
So
it was like
awesome.
$40.
$40?
It was like $40.
I think you need one for your room.
I would like one. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of picky. I want the one that looks like the real thing, like the NASA videos.
Are you listening, Mark? That's what she wants for Christmas.
Yeah, Mark.
So I just texted my wife and I told her telescope and I said, the ladies, they both voted telescope, too. So three votes for telescope. We'll see what happens there.
But if Max voted, what would he vote?
Laser tag, I think.
Well, okay,
although he is very in tune to, like, we've taken him to, like, children's museums and stuff like that. He looks into telescopes. He thinks telescopes are really cool. So I think either way, but we're going to get him. His big thing is he wants a Nerf gun. So I think if we're going to do the Nerf gun, maybe we'll save laser tag for next year.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because I've
got an idea for you.
Okay.
Keep on going. Okay.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, because I was going to buy this for my teens, was they have all sorts of Nerf guns, but there is a target that makes balls hover. So that those
would
be.
I saw that.
Yes.
I want one.
I think Facebook did that to me. But yes, there are balls that hovered. They're hovering over the blowers.
That's what she said.
But there's another one that hovers over your hand. Have you seen that one?
Those are what are those spinnies?
Drone.
Spinnies.
Gyroscope.
What are the spinny things?
Isn't that a spinny?
No, the spinny things that you use for ADD.
Yeah. But they float.
Fidget spinners.
Fidget spinners. I saw those. I was going to get that for their stocking stuffers.
I thought about that for AJ. It would keep him busy around here.
Yeah.
But the balls hover over the blowers.
He's still recovering.
I am so 12.
You are.
I am such a 12-year-old boy.
Yes, you are.
Oh, my God. All right. So, and then I think we're going with the telescope because Nicole liked the comment that I put back there. So,
and
telescope it is.
Nicole's going back to work.
Yes, my wife's going back to work after almost 5 years.
You know, I wanted to comment.
Being a stay-at-home mom.
I know. I wanted to comment on your post, but I felt like anything I said would sound trite. But being a stay-home mom is a hard job.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Because you're home. Mm-hmm. You don't get the break to go to work.
Yep.
But I felt like anything I would say, I didn't want it to sound like, oh, isn't that cute? Because I did that. I stayed home, and it was a hard job.
Sure it is. And, I mean, just especially before he went to school because, you know, it's all day. That's an all day, constant 24/7 kind of thing. And that's why I've always been real keen on giving her days off and, you know, making my weekends all about being with the kid and letting her have downtime, because I know in the few times that I've done it, even on the week, it's an all day deal.
It is. Yeah. Not that we don't love our kids, but it's intense to be the one.
It really is. Yeah. And we are, I mean, our village is small because our families are thousands of miles away. Mm-hmm. So it's just us, you know, and we have a sitter every once in a while, but anyway, that adds up financially. So the fact that she was able to do that and did it and did such a wonderful job, shout out to my wife. It's really cool to see her, you know, heading back into the workforce too. She could be working at Michael's Arts and Crafts.
Yes, which is right up her alley.
So any little crafty things that you guys need, let me know. I got the hookup. I got the hookup.
I love Michael's. And I love just be there all day.
And that's she worked there for a long time, and she was assistant manager when we lived in Reno. For a while. So then, you know, we moved here and then we had the kid and she's been a stay at home mom. So she's getting back into the workforce. So I'm really proud of her, especially after everything she's done for being a stay at home mom.
Oh,
She just raised, you guys both raised a really good kid.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. It's all my wife.
Yeah.
It's all my wife.
And then
I can't believe it's just hard to wrap my head around the fact that we have a kid that's going to be 5 in February.
Oh. So kindergarten next
year? Kindergarten next year, yes.
Yeah.
You'll be going to kindergarten.
Full time?
Yes.
Okay.
Full time. We got him registered already. We got our little packet in January.
You have to do it early these days.
Yeah, we got our packet in January. And, and then that's it.
Wow.
We're prepping him for it. You know, it's just like, as we've been talking about kindergarten, every time we pass his school, you know, this is
Will
where you're going to go to school.
Or ride the bus?
It's close enough where he can walk.
Okay.
We'll probably take him in the because I'm home in the morning, so I'll just take him. And then he's got some buddies that are a couple years older than him that already go to the school. So he's excited to go to the same school as his friends, and he gets to have 3 recesses in one day because he goes all day.
What?
Yeah,
I
and then
want
you know,
three recesses in one day.
And I said, well, you also get to eat at it's like a little restaurant in your school. He's like, what? I was like, yeah, it's called a cafeteria. And everybody in school, you get to eat in the cafeteria. It's like a little restaurant. You pick out your food and you sit there and then you have recess afterwards. And he just thinks that is the greatest thing ever.
Tell him about the rectangular pizzas.
Oh, man. I still love those things.
Surprise Friday.
My God.
You're like, I will join you on pizza day.
We got a, what was it? I forget the brand. I want to say Totino's, but I don't know if that was it. But it was a frozen pizza, and they were squares. They were like rectangle, like the ones you got in school.
That's cool.
And it tasted just like them.
Oh, my.
And every so often, when I get a hankering, I'll go to the store, and I'll just get one, and I'll throw it in the oven.
Old school pizza.
Oh,
you
man.
You put it on like one of those green plate trays.
Oh, there was something about those pizzas, man. They were phenomenal.
Rectangle pizza.
And we used to have the like the curly fries, not the curly fries, but the wavy, the crinkle cut fries we had.
Yeah.
Oh, man, those were good.
I dig those.
We had really good food in school. At least I thought it was good food.
I liked the grilled cheese sandwiches at school.
Yeah.
Grilled cheese and tomato soup, we had it.
Smell them all the way to from the classrooms. Because there was like extra buttery, maybe it was grease. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was.
Just make sure you keep his card full, because you know what happens if they go up front and their card's empty?
Yeah, how does that work? It's been so long for me.
It's really well.
I never had a card. I don't remember having a card in school.
It wasn't like that when we were in school. They'd give us lunch anyway and call your mom, and your mom would bring the money in. But now they just give you a dumb lunch.
Yeah.
It's okay.
You have to
have an account.
What?
You'll have an account. Is it a school district like
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he'll have an account and a card that he doesn't carry the card. They keep the card, and he'll pick it up every day.
So then we put money on that card like every month?
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
But
and
if
it's like,
you forget, he gets a
anytime
bland
you want.
So that's where
sandwich.
All the school lunch debt is coming into play now.
Exactly.
With all
like the little kid that did a lemonade stand and paid for a bunch of school lunches.
Yeah, I think that is so sweet. And I'd like to do something like that. I really would. And I've been looking into that too, because there's a lot of families that you know whatever it is. I think it's like $3 or $4 for lunch.
Right.
But that adds up after five days a week every month. I mean that's $2,500 a month.
Right. If they don't qualify for the free lunch and they're a single mom, and how embarrassing.
Yeah.
How embarrassing, you know.
So what do they do if the kid has nothing on his card and he tries to eat?
Then they give him soup and a half a sandwich.
Super happy.
He doesn't get the normal lunch. So everybody's like, oh, so you don't have like, money. You have the dumb lunch.
Oh, that's tough. That'd be hard. Right. That would be hard to do.
And I mean, they try to explain why they do it because it gets so out of hand, but yeah. Still.
Wow, that's tough. And the kids are the one that kind of
right,
suffers there.
Obviously, they're already struggling.
Yeah.
And then to pile shame and humiliation.
Yeah, that is tough. Wow.
And John Legend, I think, he did a big campaign where he paid like for a whole school district.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And our old buddy Richard Sherman took care of a Tacoma school district, I think it was.
Good
he paid
him.
Like thousands of dollars out of his own money to pay off the debt. He's a good man. He really is.
Any kid that has suffered through that would be so grateful because it's embarrassing.
It is.
And it's hard on the lunch ladies. There's some. And then remember that one lunch lady that let him through anyway and then she got fired?
Yes, I do remember that. I forget where that was. But lunch lady let a kid through and have a regular quote-unquote lunch.
Even though he didn't have money on the card.
She ended up getting fired. And there was a lot of people that protested. I think she got rehired by another district.
But
the fact that she was fired for that was really crazy.
Really, that's the kind of lunch lady you want. When your kids are going through the line, you want a grandma or a woman that's going to notice they're having a bad day, not go, hey, you get a dumb lunch.
Yeah.
My kid has a great lunch lady. She will remind us that, you know, we have maybe a negative balance.
Oh,
but, you know, the thing is, she knows that we're going to pay eventually, and she will still let them through.
That's so nice.
She still lets, I mean,
That's nice.
Her kids through at least, so hopefully.
Yeah.
Come on, lunch lady.
And you know what? I am here. I've been here for 5 hours. And my wife decides to text me right when we start to do the podcast. And she's like, do this, this, and this, and this, or that, that, that,
I
that.
I was sitting here admiring that you were able to talk and type at the same time.
I'm trying. Yes.
Well, I can talk and type on the keyboard at the same time.
I need to do everything one at a time. Yeah. I am just...
What do you think about typing? Is it... When I look back on what I learned in school, typing was probably the most important thing I learned in school.
Yeah. My parents taught me.
I mean, obviously spelling and, you know, basic math. But when you're going deeper in like algebra and chemistry and geometry.
Well, I'm going to date myself a little.
Typing was probably the most important thing. Yeah.
So we didn't have the computers yet. So we had typing class and only girls. There was rarely a guy in the typing class. And it was like one class and you took it for one term and that was it.
That was it for me too,
now
really.
Now they have keyboarding.
Oh, really? Yeah, it was just basic typing for us. It was, I remember, A, S, D, F, J, K, L, semi.
So think about this. That's how the keyboard was set up for the strength of your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we don't need that. But
yeah, because you'll break
keyboard.
It if you had.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
But I missed the sound of the clackety clack.
Remember Harmon Shea? So he grew up on a typewriter. So he's on the computer just bam, bam. And we're all laughing because he doesn't have to do that. But that's what he's used to. And we're sure he's just, you know, pushing the over button.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've used a typewriter a couple of times, just for fun, but I've never actually used it.
Really? Yeah, when I went to college, typewriter. Then when I went back, copy-paste. What the heck? I felt like I was cheating all the time.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
When I got my bachelor's degree, I did it online. Easy.
Remember math class where it was frowned upon if you brought a calculator and your teacher's like, well, you're not going to have a calculator, you know, your entire life. Well, guess what? Right on my phone, I got one. I got anything I need. Right. I got Siri to answer questions for me.
Yeah.
She could be my cheat sheet.
Right. Hey, Siri.
Yeah.
What's 29 times?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, there it is. She's answering.
Oh, no.
ask her.
Siri, Siri.
All right, there you go.
Hey, Siri, can you beatbox?
She only likes my voice.
Ask her.
Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri.
Now she's ignoring you.
She doesn't
she's like,
you.
Nope, I don't want to go on here. I don't want to go on that podcast. I don't want to go on with you fools. So shopping, everybody done?
I don't know now.
You don't
I
know if you're
I
done?
Was. I thought I was last week, and then I realized...
You got more?
I probably need to do a few more things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True confession, I've been a single mom, so people don't really expect things from me.
Right.
So, and even the kids, I mean, we're small gifts. I mean, you know, so I'm pretty much done. And my sister this morning is like, please don't buy me a Christmas present.
That's what we're doing too.
But she always buys me something because I'm single, you know,
right.
And she knows I don't have anybody that's going to give me gifts. But still, In a way, I like it because I don't want to spend all that money, but I do try to, you know, do little gifts or make things. And throughout the year, I try to do things. But I am going to say I like it that I don't have to spend a lot of – that's a lot of pressure.
It is.
To buy for everybody. And yep. I've got 4 grandkids now, so.
I told my mom, I said, don't get us anything. Mm-hmm. And I know she's going to get us something, but I told her, I said, you live by yourself. She's 71 years old. I said, just don't worry about buying us stuff. We don't need stuff.
So my granddaughter, she's 8 and she loves chapter books and she's reading at 5th grade level. So I got her, Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe and.
Oh, wow. I forgot about that.
Anne of Green Gables. I thought she might love those. We'll see.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm not stopping anyone from giving me gifts, so.
I told my mom to not get anything, but our main thing is we're gonna make sure the boy has a really good, solid Christmas. There's a fine line between having a nice Christmas and overdoing it. We're not going to overdo it because he's got a birthday in February, too.
And you've taught him to volunteer.
Yeah, he knows that there's kids. We brought toys to the gym. We brought toys to the shelter. We brought food to the food bank. So I'm trying to teach him and instill in him that, you know, there are people that don't have things. So we really need to appreciate every little bit that we have, everything, all the simple things like food, electricity, and toys. Right. I said a lot of kids don't have those. So we're trying to keep that balance, and it's a tough balance. We want to make sure he has a nice Christmas. As for us, you know, I told my wife, I said, just a couple little things. I need socks. I need socks and underwear. Give me socks and underwear.
That's what
you
got to
get.
You
know what? You can be happy with that.
And eyebrow trimmers.
Even if she says she doesn't want a gift. Now you're blowing what I'm going to get you. Even if she says she doesn't want a gift, you get her a gift.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to get her a gift.
True that.
We're going to be low key. I told her, you know, couple gifts for each other. That's all we need. Okay. Let's take care of the boy. And, you know, we don't need more stuff. We have so much stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing I put out to our in-laws and families is like, we don't need any more stuff.
Yeah.
Just, you know, we want experiences.
Yeah.
You want to send us some money? You want to send us a gift card? That's fine. And then we can use experiences. A museum membership.
Yes.
We got a year membership to the Kids Museum in Seattle.
That's awesome.
Last year. And it was a great gift because we used that sucker up like 8 times.
Yeah, that's what my kids get in California. They get a museum. We all pitch in and get that for them. And they love it.
Yeah, the one down in Tacoma is even nicer because it's got a water table. It's got a craft room.
We have all kinds of cool stuff.
And ever you got that one?
Yeah,
oh, wow. I haven't been to the one up there. I haven't been up there.
Is that the one with the water park in it?
And it's up on top on the roof. It's got a slide and everything.
Whoa. I got to check that out in the summer.
Yeah. It's right by my house. I'll go with you and Max.
Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah. Max loves his Aunt Lori.
Yes, he does.
But we're preaching like experiences.
Yes.
So we don't need any more, you know,
stuff.
Mugs and tumblers and gadgets in the kitchen.
Shelled figurines.
Stuff. I'm done with stuff. Too much stuff.
I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Christmas cards by mail. Have you guys been getting any at all?
Nope.
I still get a few.
You get a few?
And I always, when I open them, instead of going, oh, that's nice, I feel guilty.
Yeah. Because they put so much effort into putting pictures together, compiling them into one card through their year and talk about their year. And, you know, I'm feeling pretty good about this because, like, lately, I don't know, the last 10 years, I'd say, the Christmas cards receiving has been dwindling down. And getting from me, good luck. Yeah. Because I stopped by the time they stopped sitting on Santa's lap.
We don't send them out. And my mom, she's the only one that sends them out. She's just insistent on sending them.
Well, we used to get the Christmas letter. And so I would I could never write a Christmas letter because I was a single mom trying to raise my kids. And there was always something. I couldn't be like, Johnny's, you know, going to this class and Susie's a ballerina. And I'm like, you know, their bikes are broken, but we're figuring out how to fix bikes. And, you know, so I could never do that. I kept waiting for the year that I could write a
Christmas letter or the year review letter.
Right.
Yeah. So, I have absolutely no time. And I'm like, we just got a little Christmas package of homemade cookies and treats from our neighbors. And then they had a card and everything. And I'm like, yours will be coming from us tomorrow.
Right. Then you have the obligation after you get something like that. You're like, why'd you do that? Because now I got to do it.
Okay, so this is what happened to me today. I'm going to wrap myself out. So I had breakfast with a friend at her house. And she likes to give me stuff for the day center for the ladies. And then she had somebody had given her this really cool plant. It was in a sleigh. And she's like, I'm going to kill it. Do you want it? I'm like, sure. So then I went to my next meeting. I'm like, here, Merry Christmas. And so then I go to meet somebody else and I stop at the desk and they go, hey, somebody dropped off all these table decorations and I'm supposed to just give them away. You want one? So I'm like, yeah. So I take a table decoration down to my friend. I'm like, here, Merry Christmas. And then she gives me this big basket and I'm like, hey, this is kind of cool.
You're like the messenger.
Passing stuff around. I guess you call that regifting, but you know.
Right? That is
I'm okay
funny.
With that. Yeah.
I've done it a time or 10.
Yeah. So now anything you guys get from me, you're like, where did this eyebrow kit come from?
I almost got caught kind of regifting something. Someone gave me like this little Mexican hat from Cozumel, and I had it for a long time as decoration at my desk over here.
I saw that.
And finally, and I'm
you gifted it?
So a lot of people were like starting to put stuff in the kitchenette where they give the stuff away.
Right.
So, and we had a special day dedicated to that. So I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to give this away. And then the guy that gave it to me, I'm like holding it and going to the kitchenette. I'm at the door. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm just taking this to my car.
Oh.
I almost got caught.
That's so funny.
I hate it.
That's funny. Or when you give someone the same gift twice a year, it's like, oh, I needed another one of these. And I'm like, oh crap.
Oh, yeah. I find some of my best gifts at the gas station on Christmas Eve. That's where I find some of my best gifts.
Here's your de-icer.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Your scraper.
Well, as we wind down another episode, we are going to be out next week. And believe, yes, next week the 20th. No, it's the next seat. Next week is the 26th, right?
Yeah. Oh, we might be able to
I'll
do it.
I'll be here.
I'll be here.
You don't have to work?
I will be out.
Really?
On the 26th?
You guys can do the podcast without me.
Are you on vacation day?
I'm taking vacation days, yes.
Oh, okay.
I'll be working mornings next Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
I'm out.
Thanks for letting me know so I can throw you under the bus.
I'm out Wednesday. All right. I'm out Thursday and Friday, and I work the 30th and 31st. The schedule's so crazy in the morning as well. So I will be out next week. You guys feel free. Talk a lot of crap about me. Do what you got to do if you want to do this thing. Roll it out. It'll probably be much more entertaining without me. But before I leave and say Merry Christmas to all, we have our life tip with the one and only life coach, Lori. What do you have for us this week?
I heard this yesterday. Whatever you say I am comes to find you. So when we say I'm stupid or like I trip all the time, then you trip all the time. So if you start saying positive things, I am getting healthier. I am beautiful. Women just can't say that about themselves. I mean, you can. You say it all the time.
I am beautiful, man. I look good.
But whatever we say.
I got a great ass, too, especially.
I
love my ass and my legs are my two best features.
Yeah, and it comes looking for you, doesn't it?
Wow.
So be kind to yourself is what you're saying, in other words.
Because we love you and we want you to be kind. And it hurts my heart when I hear people say, oh, I'm so stupid. As a life coach, I hear that and I'm really sensitive to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to, anybody, if I'm in a restaurant and I hear someone next to me, I want to just go over and say, no,
right.
Don't say that. Say good things.
You are
should
what,
give somebody from behind her in the booth
yeah.
a big hug.
You can. So you become what you think you are.
Exactly.
If you tell yourself enough and then that makes sense.
That's how our brain works.
Be kind to yourself.
Science. It's actually proven science.
I think a lot of people are harder on themselves than they are on anyone else.
Yeah, well, and I think we think if we are, then nobody else will have to be.
That's true.
And that's not okay.
Good tip. Life Coach Lori, Anna D., I'm AJ. Merry Christmas. You guys have a wonderful holiday. And hopefully Santa brings you everything you want.
This is Listen.
And Learn.
Or Not.
Bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Who you calling a hoe?
Oh!